58. We're a little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. We're learning more about planned renovations for Holy Cross Episcopal School, the new school that will be the site for Booker T. Washington Magnet. Right now, the building is about 28,000 square feet, and school officials are hoping to break ground next spring to add 41,000 more square feet. The former principal of Leed Academy must be added back to the school's payroll. That was the order from a Montgomery judge yesterday. Dr. Nicole Ivy Price claims she was illegally terminated and says she isn't receiving unemployment benefits. And 55 new state troopers graduated from the academy Thursday. The new troopers are part of ALEA's biggest graduating class in 22 years. ALEA Secretary Hal Taylor says all of the graduates have prior law enforcement experience. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The impeachment inquiry into President Trump wrapped up yesterday. Next, the House Judiciary Committee will decide whether or not to write articles of impeachment.
That Rudy Giuliani was a hand grenade that was going to blow everyone up.
There was a fatal training accident at Vance Air Force Base in Oklahoma. A T-38 Talon jet overturned.
And when tragedies like this occur, every member of the U.S. Armed Forces feels it.
In Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was indicted yesterday in a series of corruption charges.
President Trump has signed a short-term budget bill to avoid next week's partial government shutdown.
We have passed our appropriations bills.
Catherine Pugh pleaded guilty yesterday to corruption charges. The former Baltimore mayor acknowledged her guilt to four of the 11 counts she was indicted on.
Launch it into the air, and this game is over. Texans win it by a final of 20-17.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, so last hour of the Dan Morris Show?
Indeed.
And then we're out of here?
I know, the weekend's here.
And the weekend starts, and I'm ready for it.
And then quick programming note, Greg Beadle this afternoon is having a special JFK Redux episode, revisiting JFK assassination.
Today, yeah, today is the assassination day.
So they're covering that topic again, but it's worth revisiting.
It, there's the lady he had on yesterday at 3:30 is the daughter of a friend of mine from church.
Okay.
She's supposed to be very talented. Let's go to the phones. Jenny?
Yeah.
Jenny, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, my dear. What's up today for you?
What is up today for me is I desperately want my name in the bucket for the drawing.
The bucket.
The bucket.
The bucket. So this is going to be in your bucket list. I like that. So you said desperately. How desperately do you want to have your name in there?
I will fill it full of all good things for $60 worth. And I imagine there will be a surprise for you and Joey.
Wow, Joey, we're getting a piece—we're getting a piece of the action now.
Well, that won't affect the results now, Jenny.
I know.
Jenny is trying to buy you off there, Joey.
No, I'm not trying to buy anybody off. I'm just saying Thanksgiving's coming up, and I would be very thankful, and I would share.
Oh, you're sweet.
Okay, thank you, Jenny.
So, have you been to Sweet Queen Farm Market?
No, I have not.
What?
I promise you I have not. Just for the simple fact is that I don't go out that way. All of my business is over here on the east side and Midtown. So I just haven't gone out that way yet.
Jenny, you have to spread your wings. You have to get outside your comfort level. You have to venture down Troy Highway, less than 2 minutes beyond where you turn to go to Taylor Road, is Sweet Creek Farm Market. The land of good food, the land of great food, the land of wonderful people. It's right there, Jenny. You got to venture out.
I bet I know the building that it's in. Is it in the building where Green Lantern Restaurant used to be?
No, it's further past that than that. Yeah,
okay.
Sweet Creek would not... You would need 10 Green Lanterns to come up with a Sweet Creek.
Oh.
It's a big facility, yeah.
It's a big place, and you'll love it.
I dated myself by saying Green Lantern Restaurant.
Yeah, no, if you remember Green Lantern, you remember those biscuits, cheese biscuits?
Oh, my goodness.
And the steak for two that you could never finish?
Exactly.
And you take home the doggy bag with the doggy's. You take home the doggy bag with the doggy's name was Dan.
That's why they invented doggy bags.
There you go. Well, Jenny, give me your month and day of birth. You got it?
It is December 19th.
December 19th. Somebody's got a birthday coming up.
Yes, and I am not too proud to say my age because I have beat colon cancer and melanoma.
Well, I'm a cancer survivor myself, so congratulations, Jenny.
Well, thank you very much, and I will be the high 65.
Oh, wow. You and I are the same age then.
Yeah. Where did you graduate?
Where did I graduate?
Mm-hmm.
Kilby Prison.
I know that's not true.
I was on the work release program. I was the guy in the white suit.
He was reformed. It's an incredible transformation.
Jeff Davis, I'm not sure.
I graduated from Lee.
Okay, yeah, you were the other side of town for me. I was Jeff Davis.
Yeah.
And I believe it was 72, I'm not sure. That was a long time ago. Oh, wait, so if you graduated Jeff Davis, do you know David Brewer?
Yes, I graduated with David Brewer. I knew David Brewer.
David Brewer is a very, very close friend. Yeah, you were there during Cedric McIntyre's day. He was one of the best running backs in all of Montgomery's history.
Yes, I was, and he was a fantastic pro player, too.
Yeah, we were state champions 1 year, and then y'all were the year right behind us, and y'all killed us that year, the Lee-Jeff Davis game in Crampton Bowl, which is a happening place to be.
Yep.
That was a rip-roaring play. Jenny, thank you so much.
Thank you.
When are we going to do that drawing, Jenny?
Huh?
When are we going to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Oh, it will be between 2:30 and 2:45 this afternoon.
What's in that basket?
$60 worth of my choosing of goodies.
There you go. $60 worth, Jenny. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Good luck. Then we go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan.
Barbara, how are you?
I graduated, I think, before Jeff Davis was even built. That tells you how old I am. But I did. I want to call tell you how much I appreciated you having, Jeff Sessions on. I think he's a fine, good man. I don't know what happened, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to vote for him, but I really do appreciate him coming on and you having him.
He is a great guy. He's a good friend of the show. I've got several friends that are running for office, running for that office. But Jeff Sessions and I go a long way back.
Yes, sir. And I've been listening to this show, gosh, before you even started, I think. And I told Joey, he is doing a fabulous job on the morning show, too.
Isn't he doing a great job? It's like impressive.
Thank you.
I'm impressed and proud of him. I feel like I helped him grow up, into what he's doing. He is doing a phenomenal job.
Did she change your diapers?
No, it was a little later in life.
Not quite.
If you were going to high school before Jeff Davis, were you at Lanier?
Yes, sir.
Did you know Andy Morris by any chance?
I did not. I graduated in 60, so.
Oh, then did you know my brother Gritsmart? No, he wouldn't have graduated. He would have been like 62.
Name doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, Barry Harmon, Mickey Griffin, Gritsmart. It was a rough group there.
Yeah.
Mr. Bina kept them in line.
I can't even remember the coach. It was my homeroom teacher. And then I had Mr. Green, which was the chemistry guy. But we were good kids back then. You didn't stir up any trouble because you got in trouble at school.
Oh, yeah. You get the board.
And then home, too.
Oh, yeah. Go home, and then they'll torture you.
You're in trouble for 6 weeks, you know.
Yeah. Anyway. Say goodbye to the car, Danny. Barbara.
I do enjoy the show. In all honesty, I seldom even turn on any of the news, not even local news anymore. I get my information from Joey and you and Greg.
That is great, Barbara. Thank you. What a high compliment. Listen in. We're going to do that drawing in just a little bit.
And what's your month and day of birth?
Month and day of birth, Barbara.
6-9.
Yes, 6-9.
You had several birthdays right around the 1st of June. So one was 3 and one was 6, and then mine's 9. So
Christmas. No, earlier than that, it would be back up 9 months, 6, 3, September. Going back to school.
Okay.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye. Kevin, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
All right. Thank you, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, I'm glad I finally get a job where I'm off on weekend. But, I was listening earlier today, and some news thing popped up, and it said something about people on the that Democrats are probably going to get arrested or get, I don't know, I guess they're going to get in some trouble.
You're talking about the IG report story we read? I'm not ready to take that one to the bank yet.
Oh, you don't think so?
I think that may be a head fake.
Okay, I just want to double check because I heard it this morning and I was like, okay, that sounds like something I need to be going. That's crazy as it's going.
Yeah, I think some things are going to happen. I just don't trust CNN and Washington Post.
Oh, yeah, no. I listen to y'all. That's about it. I can't trust anybody else on TV.
Well, we really appreciate you listening, Kevin.
Yes. Hey, is there any possible way? I know you're going to say no because you always do. Can I get in there?
No. Yes. Okay. Kevin, give me your month and day of birth.
It's 3/22.
3/22. Kevin, you're in, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too. Sam, shall we pull Sam? We lost Josh.
I know.
That's my favorite.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Sam. How are you?
Man, I'm fantastic. I'm over here at the pig store on the Atlanta Highway. I'm looking at a three-car wreck right in front of Arby's on the east side of the eastbound lane of Atlanta Highway.
Atlanta Highway, Arby's. Okay. Well, hold on. Atlanta Highway's Arby's.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. The eastbound lane, right in front of it, the police have arrived, and there's one lane, and of course, it's slow go.
Yeah, it always, that Atlanta Highway, when you have a wreck on there, it just, everything backs up for hours. So, folks, if you're heading to the Atlanta Highway, detour.
Yeah, like I said, I'm here at the pig store, and it's just I'm right around Montgomery right now, and I'm getting some stuff for folks, and it's busy. It's a lot of it's much traffic. It looks like, it feels like Thanksgiving. Anyways, I just called up Sweet Talk you a little bit, try to get in on Sweet Creek.
Sam, of course, and, you can. Give me your month and day of birth.
3/5.
You got it, Sam. You're in, buddy.
But here you go, Dan. Here's my 2 cents. Sure. You know, we're talking about the bombshell, the whistleblower, prick, quoquo, all that right now. You know, I know we haven't heard the last of it, but already it's on my nerves. Like the, remember the old phrase, hanging Chad? I've heard enough of it. Out of all those phrases. It's just, they're repeating it. But y'all done a great job this week of covering something this whole fake impeachment trial stuff has been dry. I've enjoyed your show.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day, Sam.
Hey, thank y'all. All right.
Bye. Gino, welcome aboard the demo show.
Thank you. I'd like to share a poem with you. No matter how grouchy you're feeling, your smile's quite healing. It goes like a wreath around your front teeth, thus preserving your face from congealing. How about that?
I like that. Did you do that one on your own?
Well, I heard it somewhere. I don't know, remember where, but it's been a long time. I'm interested in this place that sells all the good groceries. Could I get on the drawing?
You can, Gino. Give me your month and day of birth.
12/14/34.
Didn't need the years. 12/14, you got a birthday coming up, big guy.
Joey,
did you get that? He's got you, Gino. Listen in. We'll do that drawing in about 20 minutes.
Thank you.
They're hitting us hard. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm very, very good.
I was wondering if you ever had any experience with the ambassadors when you were working under Reagan, and were they ever as petty as they are now, and did they get involved with the administration as these have through this process this last 2 weeks?
That is a great question. As I said on the show, I've had extensive interaction with ambassadors when I would travel. They would always be one of the people that you would sit down with and tell them what the trip was going to be and get input from them, and they would normally give us an in-country briefing versus our outbound briefing from the State Department and who the players were. They were very important, that who my counterparts were and were they reliable and things like that. And yes, we a lot had problems with ambassadors, particularly in Central America and South America, because Reagan's policies were so different than any other president towards Central America and South America that the ambassadors were more the old school. And I literally had to say, I won't mention what country, but I had to say to the ambassador one time, are you representing the United States or are you representing country X?
Yeah.
And he didn't like that very much, but he had to live with it.
Well, one of my main concerns is that if they have been an ambassador for more than, say, 12 to 16 years, I consider them the same as our congressmen and senators. They are as corrupt as everyone else in the Washington swamp.
Well, when you're an ambassador, if you think about what an ambassador does, he's got his own little kingdom that's there. They give him a residence. He's driven around. He's got security. He's being briefed by the CIA station chief. He's got a military attaché. He's got a political attaché. He's the king. And then all of a sudden, somebody like me, this little young guy, shows up, and then all of a sudden, I'm the king because I outrank the ambassador. My staff assistant to the president is equivalent to a 4-star general in the kind of the governmental world. And there are no 5-stars, so you're at the top of the food chain. But we had some problems with ambassadors. Now, there were some ambassadors that were very, very, very good friends of mine that that worked in the campaign, became the ambassador of France, for example, and England, and they were just wonderful people.
I wonder how much corruption they know about that they're not talking about. Can I get in on the Sweet Creek farm?
You absolutely can. Give me your month and day of birth.
7/5.
You got that, big guy?
Indeed, 7/5.
You're in, my friend.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you. East, hang on for a minute. I'm going to go to a break. Coming back to East and Rick right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are on a Friday. I can feel that weekend getting started here, Joey.
Yeah, me too.
Hold on, let me.
Dan.
That's my Corona calling me from my refrigerator. I put a little cell phone in there so they can call me. Kind of let me know how they're doing, you know. Kind of getting ready for me.
Oh, that's good.
Cut the limes and have them ready for me, please. Dan, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, Dan. Well, first, let me get the first out of the way. It's 7:22.
You got it.
And I've been listening to you, so I'm going to Mentone this weekend.
All right.
It'll be my first trip, but you talked me into it.
Oh, wow. What are you saying?
Well, I've got a Class A motorhome, so I'm going to be staying over at DeSoto State Park.
Oh, yeah, DeSoto State. I know exactly where you are. It's now you're down. Where you are, you're going to be down at the lower level. And are you pulling a car, or can you drive your RV up the mountain?
Well, I mean, I can drive it up the mountain, but Yes to both. I'll be pulling a car, too.
Okay, if you have a car, then park, and you're going to love the area. I'm not sure where the condition of the lease, but you will love driving up to Mentone and looking over the brow of the mountain.
Well, I've got my whole weekend planned on your last 2 weekends, wasn't it?
Mine was 2 weekends. Yeah, mine was 10th.
Yeah, you went twice, I think.
I went once. I was thinking about going the next weekend, but I couldn't pull it off.
Nah, I hear you.
It's a great drive.
I'm looking forward to it.
Let me tell you, what time are you leaving?
I'm going to leave Wednesday morning.
Oh, you're going to be a Turkey Day guy.
Yeah.
Well, Wednesday, the traffic is going to be bad, but I'll tell you, the worst place for traffic is when you get to I-65, you get off on 459, and then you cut over to I-59. That transition is really bad. It's just a log jam. So the earlier you can get there, non-rush hour, the better off you are.
Right. And I've gone up that route several times. I go through there on my way up to Crossville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, knows that where that is.
Yep, so I've been on that route I don't know how many times. And every time we go through there, we both say, we really need to go to DeSoto Park. Well, after listening to you, I'm going to DeSoto Park.
Well, I know you're going
to
have a good time. It's really a pretty place. The people are wonderful. Just keep in mind, it's a dry county, so BYOB.
Way ahead of you, my friend.
There you go. We wouldn't want anything to happen to you.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, I was just going to leave you with two parting words on the this whole week of the circus trial.
Yes, sir.
Two words.
Yes.
Trey Gowdy.
Yeah, I want to see Trey Gowdy on the Senate floor doing the trial.
We need him back.
We do. Well, he's coming back. The problem is he cannot officially come back until January, I think it's the 6th, because he has to be out of office for 1 year. And then he is going to be, on the Trump legal team, and he'll be one of the guys on the floor in the Senate, and they're going to build it around him.
Well, two more words. Case closed.
There you go. Take no prisoners.
That's right. All right, sir. Have a great weekend. And ditto to what I heard earlier today, with Joey, he has done a fantastic
job. Hadn't he done a great job?
Thank you, Rick.
I want to tell you something. Joey is a chip off the old block.
Indeed.
There you go.
Thanks,
all right,
Rick.
We all have a great weekend.
You call me back and let me know how your trip went.
I'll do it, sir.
Thanks. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. Listen, I just had a birthday, 11/21. I drove by Sweet Creek today, and I said, I got to call Dan Morris. I've been busier in a one-armed paper hanger this week, but great shows. Look, Dan, I don't want to presume on our friendship, but I was hoping that you could bring some of your influence to bear on some of the people in Washington, D.C. I'm kind of tired of the day job that I have, and I want to be an ambassador.
Ah, okay.
And I was kind of looking at that. There's this little country called Macadamia. I was hoping that I could, I'm a nut, so, I thought I was qualified.
Yeah, you are a nut, and you are qualified. Therefore, you are qualified.
Yeah. Well, put in a good word for me, would you?
You got it. Anything for you, East.
All right, and I promise you that if they assign me to Macadamia, that I will call you once a week and give you a report on everything going on.
Well, better yet, you need to invite me so I can go in there and have some of the nuts.
Hey, we can work that out. We can work that out. All right, Joey?
Yes.
Good job, man. I tell you what, yeah, I made a comment, forgive me, Dan, but about your mom, and I always thought my generation never did anything special, but she did a good job on you, dude. So I just want to let you know about that. You are a jewel, and we appreciate you being on the air.
Thank you.
She was a great lady. She'd be very proud of him right now.
Yes,
she was very plugged into my show.
She
was a volunteer. Worked on the Herman Cain event.
Yeah.
And
yes,
things like that. She was awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, you guys have a great weekend, and roll tide.
Roll tide.
War Eagle.
Let me go to a break. Jackson, coming back to you right after this.
and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump continues his attacks on the House impeachment investigation. Today on Fox and Friends, he vented at Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, who runs the hearings.
They've looked like fools over the last 5 days. These interviews were, have been, and these were their witnesses. This was the best they've got. Now, Adam Schiff is a sick puppy.
And the president also says he doesn't expect to be impeached, claiming Democrats have found nothing incriminating him in any wrongdoing. More reports of Colorado students and teachers contracting norovirus.
All 46 schools in Mesa County Valley School District 51 serving Grand Junction and the surrounding area are closed through the Thanksgiving break for cleaning. The Air Force Academy outside Colorado Springs also saying that 400 cadets have been sickened there by norovirus since October.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a cold front approaches the state. Most of today, though, should be dry and fairly warm for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Chance of an afternoon shower somewhere in the area, but the better rain chances holding off till, I think, late tonight. The showers will be moving in, and showers and a few thunderstorms are likely at times tomorrow. Saturday's high around 73. Showers ending Saturday evening, then colder Saturday night. On Sunday, sunshine returns, but it'll be quite a bit cooler with a high only around 58. We're a little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Joey Stein, what do we say? Let's do our almost out of here drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Random number generator drawing.
Let's do this thing.
And the winner is...
Grace. Grace, you're the winner.
Wow, Grace. You need to call me at 272-9228, and I'm going to hook you up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Is she the one that does the homemade bread?
No, I believe she's the 90-year-old.
Oh, the 90-year-old.
Yes.
All right. Talk about a great 90-year-old treat.
Indeed.
Let's go to Jackson. Jackson, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I have. Dan. You know, I think I'm like everybody else. I'm really tired of of what little bit I got to where I listened to about all the impeachment things going back to Russia and right on up to this. And but what it does it makes for really good talking points, and I realize that. I mean, it's a big deal for mainstream media and even for radio hosts and one thing or another, and I realize that. But I think down deep, everybody, the majority of American people, and even the majority of the news media knows, absolutely knows, there will never nothing come of this. Trump, I don't think there's enough there for him. But as far as any of the Democrats that's in question here, I think down deep you know there will never, ever anything happen to him. Their lucrative retirement is not going to be affected one ounce. They won't spend one day confined. But going back, what I said, it's a good talking point, so. And I'm trying to listen less and less, and that's getting pretty
annoying. Well, remember, Attorney General Mitchell was sent to prison.
That's true. The blind hog stumbles over an apron every now and then. So, I mean, I'll give you a call back when all this takes place, okay?
That's the deal. Thanks, Jackson, for the telephone call. Our winner, Grace. Grace, congratulations, my dear.
Thank you so much.
Are you excited?
Yes, very much.
Well, I tell you what, you're very fortunate that you've won this. You're going to really enjoy it. Do you know where Sweet Creek Farm Market is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, does Joey have your information?
He has my information, yes.
Okay. Well, Grace, you're going to go down there, you're going to ask for Karen Ingram or Reed Ingram, and they're going to take care of you. All I ask you to do is one thing. And that is, after you go and you get your goodies, call back to the show and tell me what you got and tell me how you liked it.
All right. I'll be glad to do that.
Grace, thank you so much. Congratulations, my dear.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, wonderful.
I am so excited for her. I mean, what a great treat to have.
I know, and they're really living up to their name, Sweet Creek, with this, you know, the cakes on sale tomorrow, pies. I mean, the fact that they put chocolate in with the pecan
white
pie.
White and dark chocolate.
I know. It's just,
and bourbon.
It's so good.
I mean, is this like Joey and Dan land?
And what, the praline pecan and the...
That praline pecan pound cake was incredible.
And then the caramel cake is just
caramel cake
unreal.
Is cooker, and then... You know, I don't know if I've ever had anything even, I won't say bad, but even weak.
Right.
It's out there. Okay, let's see. We've already finished up with Jim Jordan. We're running out of time, of course. So we've got some other things we got to get to here. Sarah Carter on new information in the Office of Net Assessment. We brought this up 2 days ago. This, the more I'm hearing about this, the bigger this is. Listen in.
It's an FBI official under criminal investigation for allegedly altering a document. This is related to that backdoored them into all things Trump campaign, transition team, and then, yes, the Trump presidency. And the evidence reportedly has been turned over to the prosecutor, John Durham. Now, this looks like a major preview of coming attractions. Remember, Senator Graham on this show last night told us definitively the Inspector General report on FISA abuse will be out on December 9th. Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, will be before Senator Graham's committee on December 11th. And according to our own investigative reporter, Sarah Carter, the Durham probe has now expanded to the same Pentagon office that awarded multiple contracts, that's right, to the spy Stefan Halper. Here to react to this, Sarah Carter. To me, this got leaked because they know it's coming out anyway, because now the Horowitz report is, anybody that's mentioned in it is getting an opportunity to see what's in it.
That's right, Sean. That's what I've been told by a number of sources, that the leaks actually came from witnesses, possibly, that had a chance to review the report. Remember, only those witnesses can review the report. I did contact Carter Page. I did speak with him tonight. He said he has not been allowed to access anything in the report. Of course, he has not been interviewed. He is just a part of the report. He says he's going to wait and see, and he's not jumping to any conclusions yet. Another big development was multiple sources sources confirmed to me that John Durham has expanded the probe into the Pentagon, Sean. And this is significantly important because this deals with the Office of Net Assessment. This is the office that basically contracted Stefan Halper to do reports. Stefan Halper had four major reports that totaled about $1 million that the Inspector General of the Pentagon basically had no information on. They couldn't exactly see during an audit what Halper did, why he received this much money. It became very clear to Senator Chuck Grassley with the Finance Committee that there needed to be more investigations. And in July, he contacted the Pentagon and said, look, we need more documents. We need to see these documents. We need to meet with you. We need to know what's going on here. And I found out also just recently, the Pentagon, after waiting months and months, the committee actually got the documents that they had requested. That was just recently, within the last week, and now Charles Grassley's committee is reviewing actually those documents on Stefan Halper.
Okay, let me kind of get that down to little bite-sized nuggets here. So the Office of Net Assessment, ONA, and millions upon millions upon millions of dollars have flowed through here, not for doing anything else other than paying for a work product. For example, Halpern went in and did a paper on Russia and China, got paid $400,000 for it, and let's just say it wasn't a $400,000 paper. I would have done it for $200,000. But this was supposed to be a money laundering way to get money to spies like us and informants and people they're working with. Durham is going in and has extended this in his investigation, which has a criminal element to it. And I tell you what, those folks, whoever is keeping the ledgers there and whatever orders are being coming down,
right,
and they're going to track this, because this would have to be FBI to the ONA, and who did that, and was there a ledger where they go, send Joey $400,000 per Dan?
Right, and this is the reporting not only backed up by Sarah Carter, but John Solomon's reported on this, and we take Solomon to be pretty solid, despite the smear campaigns in the press right now.
Absolutely. Let's go to Mike. Oh, that's Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. How you guys doing?
We're great, and you?
Doing good. Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to call in real quick and tell about my great friend, Jeff Coleman, who's running for Hold on. Oh, I'm being told I'm out of time. I'm sorry. Got to go.
Eddie hung up and he's gone.
He is good.
I guess he was out of time. It's pretty good.
Jeff Coleman. We got to get Jeff on the show. I have a lot of people who know him.
I heard good things from Steve Flowers, and Jeff's a pretty impressive
guy. My brother, my nephew knows him down in Dothan. Those will be pretty sharp. And then, of course, we know Jessica Taylor, Brian Taylor's lovely bride. Some of the others I'm not necessarily too keen on. But I got a poll about them that was a SWAT poll where they go, here are people and who would you vote for out of that? And then they did pairings with Barry Moore against Jessica Taylor and Jeff Coleman against Jessica, and then who would you vote for type thing. And if you're doing pairing, then that's a real for life campaign. That's not somebody just kind of searching. That's a real for life campaign that's doing that, because they're taking that information and they're digesting it. But I thought Sarah Carter, that was interesting. That's kind of moving this to a whole new level. Let's see here. Molly Hemingway, what we learned from the hearings this week.
What did we learn today?
Well, what's really interesting, this was the conclusion of a very long period of impeachment proceedings. And what Democrats needed was to really begin with a bipartisan consensus and then have it slowly build, pulling off Republican members of Congress, getting more of the public to agree that there was a serious high crime and misdemeanor. That did not happen. They didn't even begin with bipartisan consensus. There was actually bipartisan opposition to the impeachment proceeding. Not a single Republican would go through any of the day's hearings and peel away from the initial feeling that this was more theater than something serious. Witnesses contradicted themselves. It was boring, as you point out, and so it was hard to pay attention to the details. And nobody ever made like an effective case for what was going on here. And so you're seeing polling showing that independents are more likely to be opposed to impeachment now than they were a month ago. Swing state voters, yeah. There's been no growing support. So Adam Schiff, who was probably not the ideal person to run this, given what you just pointed out, he spent years lying and making false claims about treasonous collusion with Russia, did not do a particularly good job with what he was given to do here.
Really? So it goes. So Molly Hemingway's going to stay with this, and there's no consensus that is being built within the Republicans to do anything about this. And let me tell you something. They could get down to a vote where they literally are only like plus eight by Democrats, and they have, but I'm not sure Democrats would vote against it, but there'd be voting abstention, which is basically the same thing. They're just not giving their vote, but they're not saying no, but they're not saying yes either. Let's listen to Molly Hemingway.
The irony is that he was not the first choice. I mean, Jerry Nadler really should be running this out of judiciary, but he was considered so inept and unappealing that he couldn't do it. I wonder if this line of argument that he unveiled tonight, that if you're smart, like a lawyer would understand this. A lawyer would be impressed by the arguments I'm making. If you don't understand, Mr. and Mrs. America, maybe you should consult your attorney and he'll convince you that Donald Trump must be removed by impeachment. Is that a winning message?
Almost sad. I mean, I think he gave that message in part because in part he knew how poorly things had gone with this entire proceeding. But, you know, Republicans had a big challenge here. They had an entire sort of media consensus agreeing with Democrats that there was an impeachable offense. And they managed to make the case that this proceeding was not done in a fair manner, that there were legitimate concerns about Ukrainian corruption and that they should be investigated, and that, again, Adam Schiff was probably not the right guy to be doing this. So it is a kind of a stunning turn of events from where we were led to believe we would be 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Trump, you probably want this to continue. I mean, Trump will probably be at 65% approval by the end of it.
Well, that's actually what's so interesting about this. This was the best phase that they had. This was when they controlled the process completely, when they could do whatever they wanted. And now we have the news that this wasn't very compelling. And if they do decide to impeach, then it goes over to the Senate, where Republicans will control the process, and it won't go nearly so well. And they can drag it out. And, you know, the idea that you're going to come back after Thanksgiving break and continue to push this, I'm not sure it's going to go as well for Democrats as they and their strong advocates in the media think it's going to go.
I agree. Imagine Nadler, because Nadler totally messed up with Lewandowski.
Right.
Totally messed up.
Yes.
And that was it for him. And if you think about that, Nancy just basically pulled him and said, Adam, you do this. And so this gets tossed over to him. I can see this where it's not in any discussion, where it's not any witnesses. It's a discussion, a vote, and he ships it to the House. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog Gracie too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Which way to go? Let's do the, all right, talk to Lee Smith and Tom Fenton here. Starting out with Lee Smith, who wrote a very good book on this whole atmosphere. And I got a tear sheet, but I also saw a very bad interview with him. He did a good job. The interviewer didn't know what in the hell they were talking about. But he lays out a lot of great things. Let's listen in.
Your intelligence and diplomatic betters want you, the American people, to know that Ukrainian efforts to hurt the Trump 2016 campaign are just a total fiction.
Well, there's no basis for the alleged Ukrainian interference. It's ridiculous. It's just a distraction.
He subverted U.S. policy for this fictitious theory about Ukrainian meddling. The conspiracy theory propagated by Russia.
These fictions are harmful, even if they're deployed for purely domestic political purposes.
Russia paranoia is so all-consuming that these so-called experts chose to ignore what's been widely reported for years. For example, the Financial Times reported in August 2016 that Ukraine's leaders campaign against pro-Putin Trump. Months later, Politico published this: Ukrainian efforts to sabotage Trump backfire. In late last year, the paper of record noted Ukraine court rules Manafort disclosure caused meddling in U.S. election. But now that all that counters their impeachment narrative, it's all some crazy conspiracy. Joining me now, Lee Smith and Tom Fenton, president of Judicial Watch. Lee, let's start with you. Why are the experts in the region, like the two witnesses we saw today, so vehement in their denials of any Ukraine problem vis-a-vis 2016?
Well, they need to keep it all focused on Russia to maintain their Russiagate theory. And once you start poking around Ukraine, I mean, it's been reported, it's widely known, and all open source reporting. The thing is, though, a lot of the interference that Ukraine is responsible for was solicited by Clinton campaign and DNC officials. So once you get to Ukraine, you see the real problem is not foreign interference. The real problem is Clinton interference and what the FBI did at the behest of the Clintons to spy on and smear the Trump campaign.
And if they come up with the Ukraine portion of this thing, then the Russia thing becomes much less evident. This is actual people going in and talking and asking for help and getting it. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, buddy. I'm sorry to bother you guys. I just want to ask you a question. I might have misunderstood on the radio, but did you graduate up in Montgomery?
I did, Jeff Davis.
I didn't hear you. What now?
I graduated from Jeff Davis.
Jeff Davis. Which one is on Ann Street?
Ann Street is Lee.
Lee, okay. All right. The reason I ask you that, I don't know how old you are or anything right now. I'm 65.
I'm 65 also.
All right. The reason I'm bringing that up, when I was in, I grew up in Mobile, and I had to get transferred I wanted to grow up with all my friends and graduate from junior high and stuff. I'm just trying to figure out, if they do the same thing to you that they done to me when they sent me to Vine High School, which is in Pritchard, Alabama, and took me out of the school I was going to, and there was only me and my buddy that lived a few doors down outside of Pritchard, and we were only two white kids in this black school. Now, I was just wondering what happened.
Yeah, I remember you've called before, haven't you? It's, yeah, that didn't happen here. There was integration during my first year at high school and partial integration in my last year, junior high, but that did not happen here in Montgomery that I know of.
Well, it did down there.
But it didn't have anything to do with us. We don't, you know, I'm sorry.
I know that. But down there, when you're growing up with all your friends and going and graduate, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Well, welcome to the Alabama public school system, Tom. Welcome to the Alabama public school system. Thanks, Tom. And I remember him before. And he messed up my call, so I can't do the last clip.
But it's been a good show today.
It's been a great show. What do you mean, good show?
Yeah, great one.
Hey, you know what today is? Friday!
Woo!
Oh, man. Guys, y'all be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.